Hello, and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. Happy to have you here, though it's a little bittersweet that this is the last concert of the season before Live from Hochstein returns again in the fall. We've got a great program ahead for us, though, today with the Eastman Cello Ensemble playing music by Vivaldi and Piazzolla for spring, along with selections by Beethoven and Rossini. Please join me in welcoming the Eastman Cello Ensemble. Eastman Cello Ensemble is a group of cellists, undergraduate, graduate, and recent alumni from the Eastman School of Music. The group, led by Daniel Ketter and Noémie Raymond-Frisset, was formed to celebrate cello friendship and share a collective enthusiasm for all things cello-related, especially the wonderful repertoire and sound unique to the cello ensemble. They're starting today's program with an arrangement of the Overture to the Barber of Seville by Gioachino Rossini, this arrangement by Stephen Watkins.
Thank you.
To The Barber of Seville by Giacchino Rossini, an arrangement for eight cellos by Stephen Watkins, played for us here today on Live from Hochstein by the Eastman Cello Ensemble. The cellists here on stage at the Hochstein Performance Hall are Mario Bastiaforte, Isaac Bovier, Lucas Button, Daniel Ketter, Jonah Kralik, Amanda Labaretti, Noemi Raymond Frisse, and Charles Reed. And the next piece that they'll play is also usually performed by a full orchestra, but it has been transformed into a cello octet by Stephen Watkins, the second movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. This music shows up frequently in movie soundtracks, very noticeably in The King's Speech, during the famous speech, as well as in the cult classic Zardoz, and most recently, I noticed it while watching the new documentary about Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the movie RBG. Here is that music by LVB, Ludwig van Beethoven, the Allegretto, second movement from his Symphony No. 7, played by the Eastman Cello Ensemble.
Thank you.
the second movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 in an arrangement by Stephen Watkins, played by the Eastman Cello Ensemble on Live from Hochstein. The next two pieces on the program are Celebrations of Spring, the first, the famed concerto for the season by Antonio Vivaldi from the Four Seasons. It originally featured a violin soloist, but everything has been cellified here in an arrangement by James Barillet. Vivaldi, in addition to the music, wrote a sonnet for each of the Four Seasons. I'll share the English translation, and then we'll hear the music with cellist Noémie Raymond-Frissé as the soloist with the Eastman Cello Ensemble. Springtime is upon us. The birds celebrate her return with festive song, and murmuring streams are softly caressed by the breezes. Thunderstorms, those heralds of spring, roar, casting their dark mantle over heaven, then die away to silence, and the birds take up their charming songs once more. On the flower-strewn meadow, with leafy branches rustling overhead, the goatherd sleeps, his faithful dog beside him. Led by the festive sound of rustic bagpipers, nymphs and shepherds lightly dance beneath the brilliant canopy of spring.
Thank you.
Spring from the Four Seasons by Antonio Vivaldi in an all cello arrangement by James Barillet, played by the Eastman Cello Ensemble, featuring one of its directors as the soloist, cellist Noémie Raymond-Flessé, who you may remember from earlier in the season. She was one of the superb string soloists from Eastman who played selections from the Poulenc Cello Sonata. This is the spring season finale of Live from Hochstein, broadcast live on WXXI Classical 91.5 and 90.3, from the stage of the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School in Rochester. We'll close the program with one more celebration of the season, a piece by the master of new tango, Astor Piazzolla. We'll hear his Spring from Four Seasons in Buenos Aires, played by the Eastman Cello Ensemble in an arrangement by James Barillet. Spring in Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla in an arrangement by James Barillette, played by the Eastman Cello Ensemble on Live from Hochstein. The cellists you've been hearing are Mario Besteaforte, Isaac Bovier, Lucas Button, Daniel Ketter, Jonah Kralik, Amanda Labaretti, Noemi Raymond-Flessé, and Charles Reed. This is the last program of the season, but these lunchtime concerts will be back at Hochstein and on the radio and in the fall, and will be outside for the summer on Thursdays for Hochstein and High Falls in Granite Mills Park starting June 7th. Find the details and listen to selected past episodes in the series at classical915.org. Thank you to Founders Cafe on South Fitzhugh Street for their support of the program crew. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School of Music and Dance. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Robert Braden and Lindsay Brown. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.